بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن صهيب رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كان ملك في من كان قبلكم وكان له ساحر فلما كبر قال للملك إني قد كبرت فبعث إلي غلاما وعلمه السحر صهيب رضي الله تعالى narrates a very lengthy hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in which he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that amongst the people before you there was a king and he had a magician. When the magician grew very old, he told the king that I am gone old, so send me a youngster, I can teach him magic. فَبَعْثَ إِلَيْهِ غُلَامًا يُعَلِّمُهُ So the king sent him a youngster and he used to teach this youngster magic. وَكَانَ فِي طَرِيقِهِ إِذَا سَلَكَ رَاهِبًا But en route, when he used to go to the magician to learn magic, there was a monk. And this monk used to follow the deen of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. فَقَعَدَ إِلَيْهِ وَسَمِعَ كَلَامَهُ فَأَعْجَبَهُ This youngster used to meet him, sit by him, listen to his talks, and he became very, very attracted to this monk. وَكَانَ إِذَا أَتَى السَّاحِرِ So when he used to sit by the monk, he used to get delayed. By the time he used to go to the magician, he used to be late. So when he used to come to the magician, مَرَّ بِرَاهِبِ وَقَعَدَ إِلَيْهِ He used to sit by this monk on the way. فَإِذَا أَتَى السَّاحِرِ ضَرَبَهُ So because he used to reach late to the magician used to hit him. فَشَكَى ذَلِكَ إِلَى الرَّاهِبِ So then he complained to the monk, said, every time I'm going late there, and he is beating me. فَقَالَ So the monk made a plan and told him, okay, إِذَا خَشِيْتَ السَّاحِرِ If you're afraid of the magician, فَقُلْ Then all you got to tell him, make an excuse, حَبَسَنِي أَهْلِي My family held me back, and that is why I got delayed. وَإِذَا خَشِيْتَ أَهْلَكَ And if you're going to get delayed going back to your family, فَقُلْ حَبَسَنِي السَّاحِرِ The magician, he held me back, he delayed me. فَبَيْنَمَا هُوَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ So why is this used to carry on? إِذْ أَتَى عَلَى دَابَّةٍ عَظِيمًا Suddenly he came across a very huge animal. قَدْ حَبَسَتِ النَّاسِ That stopped the people from crossing the road, the path. فَقَالَ الْيَوْمَ أَعْلَمُ السَّاحِرُ أَفْضَلُ أَمِ الرَّاهِبُ أَفْضَلُ He said, today I will know whether the magician is better or the monk is better. He used to sit by the monk and he should learn from him and he should learn from the magician. He wanted to see who was more powerful. فَأَخَذَ حَجَرًا So he takes a stone. فَقَالَ And he says, اللَّهُمَّ إِنْ كَانَ أَمْرُ الرَّاهِبِ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ أَمْرِ السَّاحِرِ فَاقْتُلْ هَذِهِ الدَّابَةِ حَتَّى يَمْضِيَ النَّاسِ Oh Allah, if the monk is more beloved to you than the magician, then kill this animal. He throws the stone towards the animal and he said, kill this animal so that the people could cross freely. فَرَمَاهَا He threw the stone فَقَتَلَهَا He killed the animal. وَمَضَى النَّاسِ People could proceed easily. فَأَتَى الرَّاهِبُ Immediately he goes to the monk. فَأَخْبَرَهُ Informs him. فَقَالَهُ الرَّاهِبُ The monk tells him, أَيْ بُنَيْ Oh my son, أَنْتَ الْيَوْمَ أَفْضَلَ مِنِّي أَنْتَ الْيَوْمَ أَفْضَلُ مِنِّي Today you are more better than me. قَدْ بَلَغَ مِنْ أَمْرِكَ مَا أَرَى I can see what levels you have reached. وَإِنَّكَ سَتُبْتَلَى But you'll be tested. فَإِنِ ابْتُلِيْتَ فَلَا تَدُلَّ عَلِيَّ When you will be tested, don't ever indicate to me. Don't even mention my name to any person. وَكَانَ الْغُلَامُ يُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَسَ وَيُدَاوِي النَّاسِ مِنْ سَائِلِ الْأَدْوَاءِ Now this youngster began to gain such powers that he used to cure the leper, the one who had leprosy, and he would treat people from various diseases. فَسَمِعَ جَلِيسٌ لِلْمَلِكِ The king's courtier heard of this youngster. كَانَ قَدْ عَمِيًّا And he had gone blind. فَأَتَاهُ بِهَدَايَا كَثِيرًا He brought many gifts to this youngster because he wanted ilaj. He wanted to restore his eyesight. فَقَالَ مَا هَاهُنَا لَكَ أَجْمَعُ إِنْ أَنْتَ شَفَيْتَنِ He said, all what you see here, all the gifts, this is all for you if you can cure me. فَقَالَ إِنِّي لَا أَشْفِي أَحَدًا He says, I don't cure any person anytime. إِنَّمَا يَشْفِي اللَّهُ تَعَالَى It is only Allah who cures. فَإِنْ آمَنْتَ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى دَعُوتُ اللَّهَ فَشَفَاكَ. If you believe in Allah, then I will make dua to Allah, Allah will cure you. فَآمَنَ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى فَشَفَاهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. He brought iman in Allah, and Allah cured him. فَأَتَى الْمَلِكِ. Now the king's courtier goes back to the king. فَجَلَسَ إِلَيْهِ كَمَا كَانَ يَجْلِسُ. He sat next to the king like how he used to normally sit. The king knew he was blind. Now when the king comes, فَقَالَ لَهُ الْمَلِكِ مَنْ رَدَّ عَلَيْكَ بَصَرَكَ. Who restored your sight to you? How are you able to see again? فَقَالَ رَبِّي. He says, my Lord. قَالَ وَلَكَ رَبٌّ غَيْرِي. You've got a Lord besides me? قَالَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكَ اللَّهِ. My Lord and your Lord is Allah. فَأَخَذَهُ فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يُعَذِّبُهُ حَتَّى دَلَّ عَلْ الْغُلَامِ. So the king seized him and he began to punish him until he had to mention the youngster's name. فَجِئَ بِالْغُلَامِ. The youngster was summoned. فَقَالَهُ الْمَلِكُ أي بنية قد بلغ من سحرك ما تبرئ الأكمه والأبرص وتفعل وتفعل. So the king tells this youngster, I see now you have learned so much of magic and you're able to cure the blind and the leper and you can do this and do that. فقال إني لا أشفي أحدا. I don't give cure to any person. إنما يشفي الله تعالى. It's Allah who cures. فأخذه فلم يزل يعذبه حتى دل على الراهب. The king began to beat this youngster until he was forced to mention the monk's name. فجئ بالراهب. فقيل له ارجع عن دينك. The monk was called and he was compelled by the king to renounce his deen. فأبى. He refused. فدعا بالمنشار. Then the king asked for a sword to be brought. فوضع المنشار في مفرق رأسه. It was put onto the head of this person at the main, where the middle part of the hair is. فشقه. He split him. He bisected him. حتى وقع شقاه. To both the sides, then fell off this person. ثم جاء. Then he ثم جاء بجليس الملك. Then the king's court he was brought. فقيل له ارجع عن دينك. فأبى. You also leave your deen. He refused. فوضع المنشار في مفرق رأسه. The saw was placed on his head. فَشَقَّهُ بِي حَتَّى وَقَعَ شِقَى. He was also bisected. ثُمَّ جِئَ بِالْغُلَامِ. The youngster was brought. فَقِيلَهُ إِرْجِعْ عَنْ دِينِكَ. Leave your deen. فَأَبَى. He refused. فَدَفَعَهُ إِلَى نَفَرِ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ. The king did not saw him, but he handed him over to some courtiers, some of his men, and he tells them, فَقَالَ اِذْهَبُوا بِهِ إِلَى جَبْلِ كَذَا وَكَذَا فَاسْعَدُوا بِهِ الْجَبَلِ. Take him to a certain mountain, climb up the mountain with him. فَإِذَا بَلَغْتُمْ ذِرَّتَهُ. When you reach the summit, the peak of this mountain, then again ask him to renounce his deen. If he renounces, then no problem, bring him back. فَإِنْ رَجَعَ عَنْ دِينِهِ. If he renounces from his deen, well and good. وَإِلَّا otherwise, فَاتْرَحُوهُ. Throw him from the top of the mountain. فَذَهَبُوا بِهِ فَسَعِدُوا بِهِ الْجَبَلِ. They take him to the mountain. فَقَالَ اللَّهُمَّ اكْفِنِهِمْ بِمَا شِئْتَ. The youngster said, oh Allah, protect me from these people. Suffice me, Ya Allah, from these people, from the evil of these people. فَرَجَفَ بِهِمْ الْجَبَلِ فَسَقَطُوا. The mountain began to shake, all of them fall down. وَجَاءَ يَمْشِي إِلَى الْمَلِكِ. The boy is saved, he comes walking back to the king. فَقَالَ لَهُ الْمَلِكِ. The king tells him, مَا فَعَلَ أَصْحَابُكَ. We are all those people who took you, where's my courtiers, where's my soldiers? فَقَالَ كَفَانِيهِمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah protected me from them. فَدَفَعَهُ إِلَى نَفَرٍ مِنْ أَصْحَابِهِ. The king hands him over to some more soldiers. فَقَالَ اذْهَبُوا بِهِ فَاحْمِلُوهُ فِي قُرْقُورٍ وَتَوَسَّطُوا بِهِ الْبَحْرَ. Take him in one boat and take him right in the middle of the sea. فَإِنْ رَجَعَ عَنْ دِينِهِ وَإِلَّا فَاقْذِفُوهُ. If he renounces his deen, well and good. Otherwise, throw him into the sea. فَذَهَبُوا بِهِ فَقَالَ اللَّهُمَّ اكْفِنِيهِمْ بِمَا شِئْتَ. So he makes the same dua, Allah protect me from them. فَانْكَفَأَتْ بِهِمْ السَّفِينَةُ فَغَرِقُوا. The boat capsized. All those soldiers drowned. وَجَاءَ يَمْشِي إِلَى الْمَلِكِ. The boy comes walking back to the king. فَقَالَ لَهُ الْمَلِكِ مَا فَعَلَ أَصْحَابُكَ. What happened to those people? فَقَالَ كَفَانِيهِمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah suffice me. Allah protected me from them. فَقَالَ لِلْمَلِكِ. Now the boy tells the king, إِنَّكَ لَسْتَ بِقَاتِلِي. Listen, you are unable to kill me. حَتَّى تَفْعَلَ مَا آمُرُكَ بِهِ. Until you do what I tell you. قَالَ مَا هُوَ. He asked, what's it? قَالَ تَجْمَعُ النَّاسِ فِي سَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ وَتَصْلُبُنِي عَلَى جِذْعٍ. He says, gather all the people in the town. Hang me from a tree. ثُمَّ خُذْ سَهْمًا مِنْ كِنَانَتِي. Then take an arrow from my quiver. ثُمَّ ضَعْ السَّهْمَ فِي كَبِدِ الْقَوْسِ. Then place the arrow in the middle of the bow. ثُمَّ قُلْ. Then you must say, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْغُلَامِ. I take the name of Allah, the Lord of this youngster. ثُمَّ ارْمِنِي. Then you must shoot. فَإِنَّكَ إِذَا فَعَلْتَ ذَلِكَ قَتَلْتَنِي. If you do that, you'll be able to kill me. فَجَمَعَ النَّاسِ فِي سَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ. The king Call all the people, he gathered them on one plane, one ground. وَصَلَّبَهُ عَلَى جِدْعٍ He hangs this youngster on the tree. ثُمَّ أَخَذَ سَهْمًا مِنْ كِنَانَتِهِ He takes an arrow from his quiver. ثُمَّ وَضَعَ السَّهْمَ فِي كَبِدِ الْقُوسِ Place the arrow in the middle of the bow. ثُمَّ قَالَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْغُلَامِ He says, I begin in the name of Allah, the Rabb, the Lord of this youngster. ثُمَّ رَمَاهُ Then he shot the arrow. فَوَقَعَ فِي صُدْغِهِ It hit his temple. فَوَضَعَ يَدَهُ فِي صُدْغِهِ The boy placed his hand on his temple, on his head. فَمَاتَ He passed away. فَقَالَ النَّاسُ When the people saw this, that the king took the name of Allah, they said, آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْغُلَامِ We bring iman in the Rabb of this youngster. فَأُتِيَ الْمَلِكُ فَقِيلَ لَهُ Somebody comes to the king and tells him, أَرَأَيْتَ See, مَا كُنْتَ تَحْذَرْ قَدْ وَاللَّهِ نَزَلَ بِكَ قَدْ نَزَلَ بِكَ حَذْرُكَ The thing that you were afraid of, that's the exact thing that took place now. People have brought iman. قَدْ آمَنَ النَّاسِ فَأَمَرَ بِالْأُخْدُودِ بِأَفْوَاهِ السِّكَكِ So the king now ordered that trenches may be dug in the gullies. فَخُدَّتْ There were trenches were dug. وَأُضْرِمَ فِيهَا النِّرَانِ And fire was kindled in those trenches. وَقَالَ And the king said, مَنْ لَمْ يَرْجِعْ عَنْ دِينِي Whoever does not renounce his deen, فَقْحِمُوهُ فِيهَا فَأَقْحِمُوهُ فِيهَا Then throw him into this trench. أَوْ قِيل لَهُ اِقْتَحِمْ Or it will be said to him that jump into the fire. فَفَعَلُوا So all these people, they were believers, they brought iman. And they were forced to go into the trench and they all became shaheed. حَتَّى جَاءَتْ إِمْرَأَةٌ Until one woman comes. وَمَعَهَا صَبِيٌّ لَهَا With a little child. Small baby, unable to speak, an infant child. فَتَقَاعَسَتْ أَن تَقَعَ فِيهَا The mother was reluctant to plunge into the fire. فَقَالَ لَهَا الْغُلَامُ The little child speaks and tells her, يَا أُمَّهُ O my beloved mother, اسْبِرِي Be patient. فَإِنَّكِ عَلَى الْحَقِّ Because you are on haqq. رواه مسلم So this hadith, lengthy hadith came on the chapter of sabr. Because of this last part, where the child tells the mother to make sabr, you are on haqq. You'll be tortured, persecuted, but you on deen, you on iman, you on haqq, and for this you will be rewarded. So we see the people of the past, what great trials and tribulation they went through. This incident is very briefly mentioned in Surah Al-Buruj. قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ النَّارِ ذَاتِ الْوَقُودِ إِذْ هُمْ عَلِيهَا قُعُودِ وَهُمْ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ شُهُودِ So this is the entire incident that this king who was the tyrant ruler, when he saw his people believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he killed them in this way. And this child gave consolation to the mother and himmat and courage to the mother that we have sabr. And the sabr, we mentioned the three sabrs. One is sabr al musiba, and sabr al ta'a, and sabr al haram. So this child then tells the mother to make sabr, and she plunges into the fire. She also becomes shaheed. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Today is Friday. We should recite Surah Kahf and abundant durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.